Dear friends in Christ, the text before us this morning is that which was just read. Let us consider this text under the theme, forgetting what lies behind and looking forward to what lies ahead. As you leave the chapel this morning, there will be some offering plates in the narthex. We will be gathering today, as you have read in the bulletin, those gifts that you students have raised for the Student Association appeal. These gifts will be going for the furthering of others to come to the seminary and to further God's kingdom. But it's very appropriate that we here at the seminary consider this text because Paul knew of the sacrifices that he made for the gospel. I think all of us could write a similar letter as Paul did to the church of Philippians, of the Philippians. He writes here, I did put confidence in my flesh, but, you know, I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was a member of the nation of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, and as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, and as to righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. Now that letter we would write to our home congregation could very easily be formulated in this sort of fashion. I thank God for you people and what you're doing, but let me tell you about the sacrifices I made in coming to the seminary. I had to leave a pretty good job, and in coming here, my wife now has to work, and our children, well, they have to be shoveled off to daycare, and my family's going through hell. Or if you're a single student, you may write, yes, right after college, I came here, and my other friends who are in business now are driving nice cars, going on Hawaiian vacations, but here I sit in an atmosphere which lacks great desire for my social life. But we read that as we desire to pat ourselves on the back, so to speak, for our own acts, especially here at the seminary because of the struggles we go through, we find in Paul's own past, as he looked behind, we see that he counted all those things that he took pride in as loss. For it was Paul on the road to Damascus, as we well know, who was touched by Christ, who was approached by him, and who no longer after that point could count those things of self-righteousness as being of value. We too, as we stand before God, we have forfeited all of our desires for self-righteousness. We can no longer lay claim to them, because there's only one thing that matters before God, and that is the righteousness of his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, as we live in the present, we are still people of the past, so to speak, because those struggles which we have gone through, the struggles which we are going through now, directly affect our life here. But we also see that we have to have a clear vision of looking forward, of pressing on to those things which lie ahead. And how appropriate this is for us as we are ending the season of Lent and entering Holy Week. We are once again reminded of the Passion of Christ, as Paul well mentions here in verse 10. He goes, my goal is to know Christ, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. We once again will hear the Passion history. And as many times as we've heard it in the past, it is a beautiful, savory thing for us, because we hear what Christ went through for you and me. That even though he in the Garden of Gethsemane could have called down legions of angels, he denied that wish and that desire. And even though he could have fought against and passed that cup of suffering which he went through for us, he still drank it. And yes, even on the cross we hear him. As those people are mocking him, we hear him even asking the Father forgiveness for them, even though they don't ask Christ for that forgiveness. You see, our perspective here and our perspective of our whole life is one of fulfilling one desire which Paul had and which God writes to us through Paul. The goal, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And what does that involve in our lives here? As we look ahead, for many of you, you will be receiving your vicarage placements, your final calls. And somehow you're going to feel that, I'm glad I finally arrived. All of that struggle, all of that time of sacrifice has now somehow been saturated with a sort of satisfaction of knowing that now I can serve. But you see, ultimately, our desires here and our desires as God's church, and even those lay people's desires, those people whom you know back in your home congregation, our desire is to spread the kingdom of God. And as we look ahead, that is what the seminary is in existence for, and that is what our synod is in existence for. So we press on. For one reason only we do this, and that is because we are simply doing what Christ has done in us. Paul so beautifully puts it, I do that, I want to lay hold of that whereby Christ laid hold of me. You see, Christ touched us too, like Paul, in the mystery of baptism, and made us his. He helps us, he reminds us of that wonderful love, that forgiveness as we celebrate in the Holy Supper, his forgiveness and love. You see, we too are simply acting out what God has done in us. We're not trying to gain any satisfaction from God. We're not trying to win any kind of righteousness from him because we already are declared righteous. That is the reason why we press on here. And that is the reason why Paul pressed on toward the goal, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And finally, as you look ahead, when you will be in the parish or wherever, you will receive those appeals from the seminary, from the synod, to give of your monies to the Lord's work. And it's very easy to look at that and say, I know of the pure hell that I went through when I was there, and I sure don't want to give to that or to remind me even of what I experienced. But again, we have to remember that we are here for the purpose, and that the purpose of furthering God's kingdom. And even though all of our institutions are guided by the hands of men, we know that God is in control. It is he who is working his own will and his good pleasure in spite of us. I thank you that you are people who look ahead, who do forget what lies behind and press on. I thank you for the gifts which you will be giving in relation to the Student Association appeal, and I thank God for the gifts of your life to further God's kingdom. Because I know there's a lot of others who will follow in your footsteps. Maybe not recently, but years down the line, who want to do the same thing, simply spread the gospel. And I thank you that your gifts will make that possible. May we forget what lies behind and strive for those things which lie ahead. Amen.